Born in Detroit but growing up in St. Clair and Bloomfield Hills, 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says Christmas was an important time for her and her family.
You know, Christmas was always an important time. Our families came together. I had cousins that were as close as sisters. I was very close to my grandmother, our aunts, and our uncles. And holidays were a time that people came together. They're sort of rituals and traditions are the glue that hold us together, the fabric of the community, and I think it's a very important time.
She and her two sisters and brother had many holiday traditions and rituals she says she still enjoys today.
Well, I've always loved Christmas caroling. I grew up in St. Clair, was a small town, and we would go and we would carol at neighbors' houses. We would do cookie exchanges, the decorating of the tree. We would also buy gifts for families that weren't as fortunate as we were. I still continue that today, supporting the good fellows.
And she's a collector of nutcrackers. Over the years, Debbie Dingell has collected 200 nutcrackers, with at least 8 of them 6 feet or taller. Even though the Congresswoman is known for having the most decorated office on the Hill for the holidays, she says she hasn't quite gotten them all out for display this year.
This is a year with Congress out of control that I haven't gotten to decorate as much, because what comes down from the attic has to go back to the attic.
But she says she loves to sing Christmas carols and says there is one that stands out to her most of all.
When I was in second grade, I sang a solo of O Holy Night. But, you know, I love them all. We Three Kings, The Little Drummer Boy, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I could name them all. I know them all.
For the record, that is not the Congresswoman singing as a second grader, but she did say holiday rituals and traditions tie us together from generation to generation. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.
Long lay the world in sin and terror, pining to hear peace.